bonus episode, Maximizing Impact as a Teacher Leader.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Empowering Educators Podcast. I am Gretchen, your host and expert lesson learner. I'm a national board certified elementary teacher turned teacher, trainer, and coach. All the lessons I've learned and am learning on my edgy journey, I share with you right here. From every silly mistake to the most glorious successes, you're going to hear stories and strategies that will inspire you to become your best. I have to warn you, as an educator, I can't help but hold you accountable for doing the work. So every episode, I leave you with practical, tangible next steps so you can implement your learning and maximize your impact. Whether you're teaching a lesson or learning one yourself, there's always a lesson if you're willing to pay close attention. Elite educators, that's the secret to staying empowered. Bring on today's lesson.
Hey, elite educators, Gretchen here of Always a Lesson. I am the host of the Empowering Educators podcast. Whether you're learning a lesson or teaching one yourself, this podcast is for you. And this episode specifically is for anyone who supports the growth of teachers. So instructional coaches, PD providers, content specialists, subject area facilitators, teacher mentors, you name it. I'm hitting you with this bonus episode today because I think it's going to allow you to prepare for the year to come so that it's the most incredible year yet. I do hope you've been enjoying this summer series with lots of amazing guests. I want you to grow your PLN and reach out to these folks and follow them on social media. But today we're going to hone in on your teacher support strategy and maximizing those results. Results meaning that teacher skill improves as well as student learning outcomes. And I don't know if you're on summer break yet, but I do start the summer series earlier because some schools do get out. We are officially out of school. Woohoo! If you aren't yet, I'm sending you well wishes to finish the school year strong. I had a kindergartner, a first grader, a preschooler, and they all had the greatest year. I'm just so thankful. I hope that continues going forward. I know they are looking forward to summer camps, swimming lessons, sleeping in, play dates, all the things. I'm looking forward to a slower schedule. I'm still going to be working because obviously it never stops, but more relaxed hours because I really want to spend as much time with my family as possible. I hope you have some good plans for yourself as well. Well, I have been working with teacher leaders this year, well, for the past few years, and have made some changes to my strategy to help them create bigger results than ever before. And I feel like all leaders need to give it a whirl. So lean in and let's go ahead and learn together. So years past, I've had teacher leaders share why they want to partner together with me and then meet with them every other week in my mastermind because we chat about how are things going, what's on deck, how can we prepare for that, cheer them on, all the things. And I've had the opportunity to work with lots of leaders all over the U.S. and it's been such a blast because each district and school operates so differently, especially in how they utilize the teacher leader and their name for the role and the duties. And so it makes for a really good collaboration. Well, this past year, I knew I wanted to turn up the impact. So we're on our beach vacation. I spent a lot of time being introspective. And I was thinking, how can I help this next group be more successful than any group I've worked with before? And how can I make them feel more encouraged and more empowered? And what do I need to do to hold them accountable every week? Because I want them to improve so that results come even quicker. And so I introduced them to the AAA method, aim, action, and achieve. And this process helped the teacher leaders choose a tangible goal that's achievable in the time frame because we only work together, some people for 5 months, some for 10, just depending on the support they need. And honing in on just that measurable goal was the first step. And then I had to hold them accountable for not waiting until the end of our partnership to actually reach their goal because that's where it gets sticky. You know you have a goal and you just wait to see if it happens like when you run out of time. And the thing is here, we can actually do things along the way that ensures when you get there, you got there, if you know what I mean. So holding them accountable was essential. And each week I wanted them to make gains towards that target. And so I provided them with a target tracker for them to record every month the actions they were taking towards the goal. But then most important was the evidence showing that they were on track. How do you know that you're moving forward? And so this personalized growth pathway that I provided was unique for each of them because they all had something different they were working on and receiving different levels of support to get there. But then we would come together as a group. And so this was differentiated support, but it was in a mixed ability grouping setting. So it sounds just like a classroom, right? And they use the experience of each other, ideas and strategies that they would swap, and then they'd plan next steps and get feedback on what they were doing and why they were doing it. And so I realized, you know, it's not enough just to set a goal, which we've been doing, and it's not enough to just track progress, which we've done, and it's not enough to just have a group of accountability partners, and we've always had that. It's this synergy of all three working together. And so I'll share more of the actual results that these teacher leaders achieved this year in a future podcast. But for now, I'm just thankful. I listened to my gut that I needed to do something different because I wasn't happy with the results they were getting. I mean, they were good results, but they weren't great. And maybe you feel that way too. You love your job supporting the growth of teachers, and you put your heart and soul into these innovative ideas to help them with resources and planning and lesson delivery and maybe even data analysis and developing different student supports. But maybe you also, like me, thought, you know, these results are good. Teachers improved. Kids did too. But you're not like shouting from the rooftops about the growth. That's when you know it's time to take what you're doing and tweak it so you can optimize your strategy for a larger impact. And you have got the basics down. Obviously, you're finding success, but now you need to rev it up, grease the wheels, stretch yourself a bit, which is exactly what I did. And so at the beginning of the fall and spring, I kick off my Teacher Leader Mastermind with folks from around the U.S. I keep this cohort small, like super tiny, less than 10, so that the personalized support remains effective because I learned that anything over 10 really diminishes the impact I can have. So we're not going to stand for that. And I will walk you through the AAA method, give you your very own personalized growth pathway tracker, and then support you for 5 months as you pick your target and implement next steps. And so as you experience your own success leading teachers, you can use this same system with teachers to help them have more ownership in their own growth. So talk about paying it forward.
Elite educators, excuse the interruption, but I am so excited to tell you my latest book, Always a Lesson, Teacher Essentials for Classroom and Career Success, is out in print and as an ebook. I've spent the last decade paying attention to what teachers are working on and what actually translates to academic gains for students. I figured out a sequence of steps to follow if you want to improve your own performance in the classroom and help students reach their potential. My book provides practical next steps outlined in a very clear teacher success pathway, and you're going to be able to diagnose the root of obstacles and repair them while they're minor, leaving more time on the clock for learning. I share stories, quotes, examples, printables, tips for novice and master teachers, and more. So go grab yourself and your teacher bestie a copy. Oh, and if you're a teacher leader, pick and pull from the book based on the personalized needs of those you serve. This roadmap can be used in PLCs, PD workshops, book clubs, and coaching cycles. My book is available wherever books are sold. Y'all, together we can transform classroom instruction. Now back to the show.
So after 10 cohorts of these teacher leaders working together, I can honestly say continuous improvement is how we keep our edge as effective leaders. We can't stay stagnant and rely on systems that worked in the past. We have to be receptive to the people in front of us and innovate to meet the unique needs of the culture and the climate of the present. And so I want to give you some next steps. If you thought this was really fascinating and interesting, apply it in your site right now. You don't have to wait for a specific time to get working. You'll think, okay, that sounds great. I've got my marching orders. I know what to do. If you're like, I need a little bit more and I need assistance in doing this because I want to do it right and I want to do it well, then go to alwayslesson.com, click on podcast. You'll find this episode and you can grab one of the spots to my mastermind, and I'll make sure you are successful. So remember, it's all about synergy, not just one strategy or a tactic or a protocol. That's not going to get you to be consistently effective, blowing the roof with the results. The power resides in that combination of efforts. So you don't need to do it alone. I want you to come join us, be part of this next cohort of teacher leaders. No matter what role you have, if you support the growth of other teachers, you are considered a teacher leader and you can participate. Alrighty, lead educators, that's a wrap for this week's podcast on maximizing impact as a teacher leader. Now go out and be great because you've just been empowered.